This is the day centre in Killybegs Community Hospital, a fantastic facility that was, you know, fundraised for throughout the years from all the local community, and a great amenity that it is. And unfortunately, the time of COVID, it had to close. And so therefore, there were no more day services for our people and for our elderly people in the communities, come back from Glencolumbkill right through to Inver. And this just wasn't happening. In recent times then, there was a renovation that's been done to the hospital, and therefore it was another reason they give for it not being opened. But we have an awful lot of people here in the area that want to use it, that need to use it, and that don't have access. And some people are now travelling in as far as Carrick Day Centre to have a social day where they can meet with people of their own age and their own ilk. So it's very, very disappointing that the Killybegs Community Hospital is still in a position whereby that day centre is not opened, and it should be opened. And I think the public know that, and we just want to get a letter to the HSC to say please reopen the day centre in Killybegs Community Hospital.
And do we know at this stage why? Because we've seen so many other similar centres, they have been closed during the pandemic, they reopened, albeit it took a while. Is staffing the root of the problem?
Staffing seemed to be an issue, all right. And again, for reasons beyond, I know, a lot of people's control. But at the same time, there are a lot of people there and a lot of local people that would bring in their family members into this day centre. And there are volunteers there. There's also people from community employment schemes that are more than willing to help out and encourage. And there's music there. There's poetry. There's knitting classes. There's all sorts of things that people can be doing, and it's just so unfair that these people are so isolated and have been left. They've been neglected, to be honest, around the whole situation. COVID hit them so hard at the beginning. They were extremely isolated in the first instance, and now, again, years on at the stage, that we still don't have that fully operational, and it needs to be made operational. We've got people with dementia. We've got people that are just older now that just need that outlet and need an escape from their humdrum, ordinary day lives.